Hello, this is Andrew Dudich for Profile, and today I'm on location at St. James where we are rehearsing for the Sweet Adeline show coming up. I'm with Maureen Hinkle. She's the chair for this performance as well as the current president for the Danville Sweet Adelines. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about the show. Every show that you put on has a theme, and we have a fun one for this time as well.
The name of the show this year is When I Grow Up, I Want to Be, and all of our chorus members will be representing a different career, and we are going to be like in a third grade classroom having a career day, and we're coming dressed as the career that we would like to be. So it's been kind of fun. Everybody's been in charge of their own costumes, and it's been kind of fun to see what people are coming up with as a child might view that career.
And then all the songs kind of relate to different careers that people have chosen.
Yes, they're kind of fun. Like, for instance, I'm a pharmacist, but I'm also like to make potions for people. So that career is leading into Love Potion number 9. So it's just kind of like goes with the career, but it's, kind of a twist on it.
And like you said, it's kind of from the eyes of a kid of what do these people do, and they help make people better almost by magic sometimes.
Yes. I went through our music and picked out some songs that we already had and decided if that would go with some career. And it was just kind of fun doing that and then figuring out which career it might be. And then the girls got to pick which career that they might like to try to do. So it's just been a process, and it's been fun. I wrote a script, but I said, once you decide on your outfit and the words to the song, we can kind of change up the script a little bit. And I found with our girls, the more we rehearse, things change, and we add, and it gets funnier and funnier. And, so we always say people pad their parts. And that's always kind of fun.
Yeah. Each show you do, like you said, it has a script where it's almost like seeing a musical review.
Yes, absolutely.
What's some of the other music you'll be featuring?
Well, we're opening with 9 to 5 because that's about women going to the workforce.
Stumble out of bed and stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. And then I jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the street the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. From 9 to 5.
And that was what really inspired me for this theme. It was getting late and nobody had come up with an idea. And I heard that song and I thought, maybe we could use that and then build on that. So that's kind of how the theme came about. So the 9 to 5 is one of the songs. And in there we have a music teacher. We're singing Do Re Mi. Oh, a baseball player. We're singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. But each thing kind of goes with the career. And we've got Over the Rainbow, because the weatherman's talking about seeing a rainbow. And then we have Let a Smile Be Your Umbrella. That kind of goes with the weatherman. And so, anyway, there's just lots of different songs.
It sounds like a lot of fun, and people can make a whole evening of it. You can go and see the show, which will be at Danville Area Community College Bremer Theater, and see the show or have dinner with it afterwards as well.
Okay, the show will be at 3 o'clock at the Bremer Theater, and then that's $15 just for the show. And then if you would like to join us for dinner right after the show, that's an extra $25 because we have a caterer that will be doing the meal. And that's optional. So if you want to just come to the show, it's $15, but for both things, it's $40. And there's 2 separate tickets.
It makes it where it could be a nice date night out, and everything is taken care of.
Yes, absolutely. And this year we're also featuring, since it's a school theme, this is also optional, but we're collecting school supplies at the door if anybody should feel like doing that, and we were going to share them with some of the classes here in District 118. And then also, because it's a school theme, we are offering a free ticket with a paid adult for any child K through 12. So if you have a grandchild or a child you'd like to bring, one child per paid adult.
I think that makes sense. And then if people are wanting to get tickets or more information, how do they do that?
Okay, you can get tickets from any member of Sweet Adelines if you know somebody, or you can call me at 217-474-0473. My number's on all the ads that you might see, and I can get tickets to you.
Is there a deadline people need to call if they're wanting food and all that sort of thing?
If you're wanting the dinner, probably at least the Tuesday before, which would be like, what, the 30th of September, I think. There will be tickets just for the show at the door. But if you want dinner, you do need to make the reservation ahead of time.
All right, great to know. Anything else you can think of before we wrap up?
Of course, right now we're busy working on the show, but if anybody would be interested in singing, doing just some fun stuff, we would love to have you join us. We usually practice at Harrison Park, but right now Harrison Park is under construction, so we've just been practicing here at St. James Church. My number, you can always call my number for any information, and that's 217-474-0473.
Sweet Adelines, with their show coming up, When I Grow Up, I Want to Be, at Dax Bremer Center, October 4th. And if you're wanting tickets, get in touch with Maureen. Sounds like it's going to be a great time if you'd like dinner and a show or just the show. And there's going to be all sorts of different fun and shenanigans going on, I think, along with some great entertainment. Maureen Hinkle is with us today for the Danville Sweet Adelines. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me. It's been fun.
This is Andrew Dudich for WITY.